meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. It's funny, right before the show started, Chris and Monty are both here from the band Trapped, and Monty said about a second and a half before the mics went hot. So, is there any do's or don'ts? And Drew looked at him and went, "Here we go." Yeah. It wouldn't be Loveline if people were prepared before the show started, including ourselves. Trapped is going to be, I hear this week will be number five, 5 weeks in a row that they're number one on the alternative charts. Yes?
That's pretty cool, yep.
Yeah, who decides those alternative charts? Is that the same as college?
I think they just, I think the cooler you are, I think they just, the more chicks you get, they just put you up there more, you know? So you kind of just call in and go, yeah, I nailed another one.
That is,
They give you another slot.
Really? That wouldn't have worked for me. The album has gone gold. My headphones have gone tin, though. They're screwing up again, but that's all right. The equipment sort of warms up and works its way out.
That's when the tubes warm up.
We start up, we blow the carbon out, and show starts sounding good about 20 minutes in. Band has got the self-titled CD out right now. We're going to hear some stuff off it. I think we'll hear a song the first hour and a song the second hour. Are you guys? Oh, you guys also doing a... Ooh. Anderson's got some new headphones for me. I noticed I wasn't wearing my old headphones.
Long story.
Yeah. My old headphones, by the way, are Lycus's headphones.
Mm.
Are those really Lycus's headphones?
Well, he uses them every day.
He uses them every day? Oh, but they could be mine. Yeah, but they have his name on it.
Mm. Be weary of those.
All right. Get a little Grecian formula in the ears. All right. Nah, that's better. And why do you do that, Anderson?
Long story.
Somebody stole them. Somebody other show was using them just now.
Oh, okay. All right.
They stole them.
It's a tight ship here. Yeah. Drew, Adam, what percentage of shows we do, is there something that needs to be corrected somewhere in the first 5 minutes?
Including last show?
Yeah.
98%.
All right. Thank you. All right. So let's talk, guys. You excited to be here?
We are.
Yeah? Yeah? You are?
Yeah.
You've
absolutely
heard the show before?
Absolutely.
I grew up, like, you know, all through high school, like every night at 10 before I went to sleep, I would listen to the radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What station? Where was that?
Live 105 in San Francisco, yeah.
God bless them.
So it's been many years, yeah. It's pretty cool to be on the show.
Well, this should be surreal, but don't think Dr. Drew's going to remember this evening.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be huge for you guys, for him. It's just another Sunday.
We're just groupies of Loveline right now.
Yeah. He won't recognize you. If you got up, went to the bathroom, came back, he'd introduce himself. He'd say,
"Hey, that's fine. That's cool.
Some dudes are already in
there. We're used to that. We're used to that kind of treatment.
Don't sit there. There's a band there tonight."
Yeah.
Aaron?
Huh?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I was hanging out with one of my friends, and hold on one second for a minute.
All righty then.
I'm waiting for mom to walk by.
Yeah, pretty much.
There she goes.
Hold on. Oh, anyways.
Much. There. Okay, mom, get out of here.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, okay. Well, me and one of my girlfriends were, we've always talked about having threesomes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, and,
that's awesome.
All of a sudden, one of our guy friends came over and we were just hanging out, and Kristen talks to me and she's like, "Well, why don't we do this?" And I'm like, "Okay." And everything started happening, and everything kind of leaded to everything, and we started doing, you know, we had the threesome, yeah.
The two you and the guy.
Yeah.
How come this never happened when I went to high school?
What?
You should have been walking by.
I should have been the guy to walk by.
So you guys all had sex?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's called sort of suspect.
What?
This kind of thing in a 17-year-old usually doesn't go on without a lot of planning.
This
a lot
never
of forethought.
Well, that's what I was saying. Yeah. There was two girls that just happened to be talking threesome, and another guy showed up.
That's like not the way it goes down. I've never seen it happen like that.
Yeah, also, she called someone Aaron, which is the name that she went by. So if her name's Aaron, no one mistakes their name for someone else's name.
She could be using a bogus name to cover, but...
Yeah. Should we keep talking to her?
Yeah.
Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've always talked about it. It wasn't just all of a sudden in a daytime.
Yeah.
You know?
Whose name are you using tonight?
One of my friends.
Who was in the threesome?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used
it's
her
called
own.
Full disclosure.
Yeah.
She said yeah first, so
okay.
I'll believe her.
Okay, so you had the threesome.
Yeah.
Who was the guy?
Just one of our guy friends that we've hung out in school. He was a grade above us. He graduated like 2 years ago, though.
And he's not somebody you fantasized about doing this with?
Me and him have actually had sex before.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But wait, has he had sex with the other girl, too?
No.
Well, now he has.
So this is like a first.
Were you convincing your friend?
No, actually, me and her have just always talked about it.
All right, so what's the question? Yeah.
No question yet so far. Yeah.
My question is...
How is it that he's happening by, though? I don't get that part. What do you mean he's walking by while you guys are planning a threesome?
No, he just came over to her house.
All right.
They're drawing the blueprints out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's the question?
But anyways, I'm starting to like her a lot more. And we've always been friends probably about for 4 years.
I see.
And I'm starting, like, I like her a lot more. And I still, I'm attracted to guys and stuff. But now there's, like, this certain thing, like, I think about her and everything. And it's odd. Yeah. I don't know if I should, like, I know I'm not gay.
Well, maybe you are.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or maybe it's just this person.
Maybe just a free
spirit. Women can do that. Women can fall in love with a person.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I've been attracted to other girls also.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, can you at least cope with the fact that you may be bi?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, let's just go with bi
there's
so
many
far.
I probably wouldn't be able to tell my
friend. You're a lesbian.
Drew, please.
You're who?
I probably wouldn't be able to tell my friend, huh?
How did she
freaked out? She has a long-term boyfriend,
and yet she's having a threesome with.
Yeah, well, she liked you enough to. Kind of hook up with her.
Did you have sex with her when you were having the threesome?
We like kissed each other, and we went down. Nice. I went down. On her.
You went down on her.
I think that's a pretty reasonable.
That qualifies.
Yeah, qualifiers. Also, it suggests that boyfriend relationship is going nowhere.
Yeah.
So where's the...
I think she's trapped, basically.
Yeah,
is that some kind of joke?
That's right.
Want to dig in this one a little bit?
No.
She's got chaos everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it, but I didn't know, like...
Where's all that chaos from? What happened to you?
Me?
Yeah.
I just had kind of a chaotic life when I was younger.
Yeah, what happened?
I was never home.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just was never...
Did the babysitter abuse you or something?
No, not that I can remember. I've always just been kind of like, my sisters and everyone did drugs, and so it was just like, I lived in weird places like that, but no one ever touched me.
All right.
Wow. Yeah.
So there's a lot of chaos around.
Yeah, a lot of weird stuff happened.
All right, don't get pregnant.
I'm on the pill.
Okay, good.
Condoms.
And she has sex with girls.
What? Yeah, fine.
Yeah,
right.
Just follow your heart and whatever you feel like doing, just do it.
But listen, and I wonder if this has ever happened. Do you think a woman has ever gotten pregnant during one of these crazy threesomes where she just got done finishing off the guy with a BJ and then went over to perform oral sex on the woman and impregnated her via her mouth?
I'm sure that's happened once.
Once, yeah.
Probably one time.
Yeah, that'd be cool, right?
Lesbo baby?
Imagine
being the kid that was born like that.
Yeah, probably be like the Messiah, the president, or just a crazy tard who calls this show.
Yeah.
But have to be one of those three.
Ugh.
All right, let's keep powering forward. Drew, my headphones are all screwed up. This is a tinny, ringy whatever. Let me... start kicking. And now it's the equipment under here. If I kick this around a little bit, straightens it out. It worked a little bit.
Good.
There you go.
Cool.
Okay. We're moving to a new studio soon.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I seem to be the only one who's bothered by this, but the idea that there's just sort of a whole rat's nest of loose wires are underneath an open console, and that if anyone makes contact with it, various pieces of equipment goes out during the show.
That never happens.
No, never
except
happens.
Every night.
Unless a guest leans back in their chair and then my headphones stop
working.
Which is
every night.
Never once. No one's to do anything with that.
We're getting a new studio.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're moving to the new studio. Okay, my headphones don't work right. Hunter?
Do you want to use mine?
We'll
switch?
Adam?
No.
What's up? Well, earlier today I saw Frank McCluskey CI.
Oh, you did? Where'd you see that?
It's on Stars, like 8 times a day, dude.
Hold on 1 second.
Dude. Nice.
Okay. That helped a little bit. Yeah, what'd you do?
We're going to lose that whole studio if you keep
it's
it.
It's on Stars.
Good.
We get to go home early, I guess.
That's fine. What's that? Where'd you see it?
It's on Stars, which is like HBO cheaper.
This is a movie I was in that went straight to DVD. Would have went straight to video, but it was actually DVD technology to replace the video. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, you were really funny. The movie was, it was a movie.
Here, but, Adam, a simple thing.
Hold on,
switch
hold
headphones.
On.
Switch headphones.
Please switch. Please switch.
All right, hold on.
Switch.
Hold on. That worked.
Is it?
All right.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah. Thanks, Hunter. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I also wanted to know why you was bagging on Chatsworth. I mean, everything that you love is made in Chatsworth. Porn
I know.
Is almost completely
I know. I have a love because I used to work at one of those industrial malls in Chatsworth at a crappy place making furniture, and it was just making cabinets, and it had a swamp cooler on. It was like 140 degrees.
Oh.
Chatsworth is ugly. It's in the corner of the valley. So, you know, Manson set up shop there. He was like Citizen of the Year in Chatsworth, too. That's right. It's no coincidence Manson was in Chatsworth. Like, he didn't stand out there. So he seemed like a decent guy. He was a good Samaritan. Chatsworth is flat. It's hotter than hell.
That's hotter than hell in Chatsworth.
And it really has all the architectural interest of a 70s strip mall. It's just nothing but asphalt and concrete block everywhere, and everyone's miserable. Other than that, hey, it's great. You live in Chatsworth?
Yeah.
It sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Look, not if you compare it to Van Nuys, but if you compare it to anywhere else. What's that?
There's porn lying all over the streets, which is a plus.
It's what?
It's the porn.
Porn laying all over the streets.
Yeah. All right. All right, Hunter. You enjoy yourself out there in Chatsworth.
14.
All right, Drew, let's switch headphones.
All right,
ready?
Here we go.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah? You think you can fix that?
Yeah.
It's going to sound shocking, but it's hot in here, too.
No.
We should hear something from the band. I'm going to start kicking equipment in a second.
Hey, no, this is the headphones are screwed up.
Well, the last set that were in here were screwed up, too, then.
Yeah.
Well, no, so you think two sets are screwed up?
No, I see the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in here somewhere.
All right, buddy. We'll start kicking wires while the band goes on.
I'll take the messed up headphones.
No, it's the jack here. There,
yeah,
we
it's
got
the jack. You got it?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. All right. Yeah.
I'll just sit here like this and hold it.
Yeah. You know, it was funny when we were talking about all the technical difficulties in this studio with our program director over K-Rock about a month ago. He was shocked. He was like, you mean something's gone wrong before? I'm like, hey, three times a week, four times a week. His jaw was hanging open. Remember how surprised he was to hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm. All right. We got to get out of the studio.
It's happening next month, right? That's what I'm hearing. Next month.
Not next month.
You have a date?
All right, I don't care. I'm just going to start destroying things. Let's hear something from Trapped.
All right.
All right, I'm sorry you guys had to be here.
No, it's great.
But keep in mind, this happens almost on a nightly basis, so you would have caught it anyway.
Hey, you should go to one of our shows, you know.
This is,
We got technical difficulties. We understand how this
is. We're at the Weenie Roast yesterday. There was tons of technical difficulties. Half the bands were getting out there and singing into no mic.
When you do those big festival things where there's lots of people, and you're just going in there, and you're flying in, and you have all this rented gear, and stuff goes wrong all the time, so you just either got to flow with it, or you're just going to lose your mind. So you guys are flowing with it quite well.
I was. I have to
give you some props on that.
Yeah, we're pros. Yeah, it was funny. I saw AFI get out there. Did it? Not Porno for Pyros, but Jane's Addiction got out there and had no mic. And I was like, why don't any of these mics work? And then I looked backstage, saw Anderson. I realized that was what was going on. Yeah. I was confused for a minute.
I'm here every night for you. All right, you got to be such a prick.
All right, good times. Good times. Let's hear something from Trap. We'll get our heads straight. We'll get the air cranked up in here. How do you guys like it? Extra hot? Good. Perfect. we can do that. And this first song is called Headstrong.
Now I see the truth, I got it down. A different motive in your eyes, and now I'm bound. See you later. I see your fantasy. You wanna make
Trapped, everybody. That's also the name of the CD. Chris and Monty are both here from the band. We're going to hear something else off the new Trapped CD in the next hour. We got our headphones straightened out. We did our did a little jacko round, which is something I did this weekend myself, and we got it all worked out, right, Drew?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's. Drew's dogs are here tonight, and they're real quiet, and they're stealthy, and they sleep underneath the console.
Over here,
they sleep beneath. They sleep in front of you and behind you, but I'm always scared I'm going to step on one of them. And the thing about stepping on dogs or cats is they always give you that, what the F? You know, like, yeah. Look, like, hey! Yeah. And you're like, hi! You try to talk to them, like, Daddy didn't do that on purpose, yeah, but they know is you kicked them. They're like, hey, man, I was just sleeping in the hall, and this dude came by and just kicked me in the ribs. Yeah. And all he was doing was sleeping. And you always try to talk him out of it somehow.
Right.
And how do they know the difference between the inadvertent boot in the ribs and the serious one? Or yeah. Yeah,
They don't get pissed for too long, though, right?
Yeah, they snap back pretty good.
They do.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, just,
they don't hold a grudge against you. They don't look at you like, what?
Yeah.
Now we're not going to hang out.
Cats do a little of that, but
they do.
Not dogs. Dogs are
never
right
had
there.
A cat. I'm not a cat person.
Summer?
Yeah.
They're all right. You got to be secure, though. You can't want anything from them. You got to be perfectly fine with them not liking
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
It's like, I guess, much like, I guess, having a teenager, right?
Yeah, same thing.
Like having a teenage daughter.
Maybe
like a 15-year-old daughter.
Perfect.
You got to be perfectly happy with you. You spent $8,000 on her orthodonture and another $20,000 a year on her car insurance, and she hates your guts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what you have to be prepared for. Summer?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, like me and my boyfriend, we're having problems because he has kidney stones, and so he has to take, like, medicine.
Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
To help. He's 18.
Oh, that's not cool.
He has to take medicine to help him pass it, and he's taking Lortab for the pain. And he talked to his doctor because it takes him a really long time to get off.
When he's taking the Lortab?
Yeah.
Well, he shouldn't be taking the Lortab, but very occasionally.
Well,
he's taking it all the time?
Yeah, like, it's prescribed to him, and on the bottle it says
Summer?
He has to take it
no.
three times a day.
No way. No way.
That's what the bottle says, Drew.
No way. When he's having pain from a kidney stone.
Once in a while, I'll get a magic marker out and modify the bottle myself. You know, crush up and snort. It's one of the things I write. Wash down with booze.
Yeah, tell him to snort one of them.
Yeah. Says it on the bottle, I don't care if there's a piece of duct tape on the
Mix
bottle.
Mix it with Viagra.
Summer, kidney stones is something that causes pain for a few hours, and then that's it.
Well, he's had them since he was 15.
Yeah, I understand. Unless he has something called nephrocalcinosis, which is due to something like renal tubular acidosis, these are conditions that cause nephrocalcinosis, then that should be treated. In either case, he shouldn't be on opiates all the time.
Tell him that.
It's like putting him on heroin 24/7. Of course he can't get off. He's on very heavy drugs.
Lortab's a heavy one, right?
It's Vicodin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he should not be on. There's something very, very wrong with what's happening here.
Hey, but wait a minute. If a guy is having consistent kidney stones since the age of 15, he obviously has a condition.
The whole story doesn't make sense.
Isn't kidney stones and you eat too much protein?
Not necessarily. That's one of the ways.
I remember when I was playing football back in high school, like some of the guys would get kidney stones.
Yeah, that's from dehydrating. That's from dehydrating.
But it's really different thing.
It's from dehydrating. It's from oxalate. The urate is what from the protein can cause the source of what the calcium oxalate.
So this guy's just kind of like
there's oxalates. It's caffeine and chocolate and things like that. They're more important.
Something in his diet.
No, it's something in his genes. But if he's having recurrent kidney stones, he has an intrinsic metabolic problem in his kidney, and that needs to be corrected. or he has hyperparathyroidism or something, some other really serious problem.
Boring.
Homer. Homer.
All right. Well, listen, Summer.
But the story, the point is the story isn't making sense. Yeah. It's not making sense. The story is not fair. There's something wrong with the story. He's either not seeing the right kind of doctor or somebody's prescribed. Or he's manipulating for drugs. Something's wrong.
Drugs don't, do they actually, are they like, they're not like morphine or anything like that?
That's morphine, yeah. Morphine.
So he's taking it, he's telling her that he has to take it 3 times a day. Because,
which is ridiculous.
Because he likes taking it 3 times a day.
That's right.
So he'd rather take it 3 times a day than get off.
That's right.
So yeah, you got your problem there, Summer.
All right. Well, he's got to talk to somebody, and maybe he did, and maybe he's BSing Summer just a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, but good times, all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, good times.
If you're going to get off on morphine or you're going to get off with your girlfriend, I don't know.
Trapped is in studio tonight. I'm still scared I'm going to roll over your dogs. Where are they?
They're over here. They're by me.
All right, let's just kill them now so I don't have to think about them for the rest of the show. No? Okay. What about just one of them to make
an example? They're dead asleep. That's good enough, isn't it?
All right. I just don't need to play the heavy when I roll over the dog's paw. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Chris and Monty are here from Trapped tonight. CD is called Trapped, and we'll hear something else off of that. You guys got a website people can go to if they want to find out touring dates or anything like that? Oh, I see it right here, www.trapped.com. And they're going to be on our good friend Jimmy Kimmel's show coming up next week, 26th.
All right.
What is that, Thursday? Something like that. Friday, maybe.
That is. You're right. That's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
Next week. You just watch every show. You'll see him eventually. And where were we, Drew? What were we doing?
We're talking about
Summer's problem.
Did we finish Summer?
We're doing another one.
Morphine boyfriend.
We're going to Amber, who's 21. Amber?
Hey.
Hey.
Before I start, I just want to tell you, Adam, that last night, my smoke detector went out, and I immediately went and bought a battery.
Wow. Amber's got it going.
Let me tell you,
that was a quick clap.
Here's... We gotta explain that. A lot of the people we talked on the show, we can hear the smoke detector chirping in the background, the low battery chirp, meaning the battery needs to be replaced, but it's been 6 months and they've been living with the chirp of the low battery. You know, it's a real winter maneuver to do. I've started doing it myself. You go out and you buy 2 batteries instead of 1.
Sure.
You figure that next time that 9-volt goes out, you don't have to make a run down the hill. Well, probably not down the hill.
Because any other battery you'd use up before the smoke came around.
Go out. Everyone treat themselves. Get a handful.
9 volts are spendy, though.
They're not cheap batteries.
Yeah. It's better than dying.
Yeah, it is. It is.
For some people.
but not the Duracell's probably not. They're a little more expensive. But
I think we wanted Amber to stick around a little longer, you know.
Get a handful of double A's and C's and have a little variety there. Go ahead, Amber.
All right. So, first of all, my boyfriend told me when we first got together that he'd had a meth problem in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly wasn't as supportive as I probably should have been. I told him if he ever did it again, I wouldn't be with him anymore. And then he started doing it behind my back and then came to me last night and said, I still have a problem. You can tell me to leave if you want, but I have a problem and I need to fix it. I need your help. So mm-hmm. I want to help, and I feel like a total ass for not helping him in the first place. But
I don't understand. What responsibility did you have for him in the first place, or for that matter, even now?
Well, we've been friends forever, and I love him a lot.
That's his disease, his responsibility. He needs to take care of this.
But wouldn't you think that he would need some sort of support?
Yes, not from somebody who he's in a relationship with.
Okay.
Your job is to take care of yourself, so you need to go to Al-Anon.
Well, what about
support?
It depends what your definition of support is. You can support his recovery.
Yes.
Well, someone else does it.
Absolutely. But her thing is, I didn't fix him. I'm like,
she didn't say that.
I can't save him. Get through it. I want to help him move through it, and by me telling him.
that, Drew, don't put that puss on, you sanctimonious sack of ass.
Here's how you can help him through it.
Nobody can cure themselves unless Drew waves his magic
wand.
Well,
nobody can cure them for them.
I know. I think Amber's saying she wants to be a good girlfriend.
Right. And here's what when we are treating people, we ask, interestingly, that one of the main characters in this book I just wrote about addiction is named Amber.
Strangely enough. All right. Drew wrote a book, everybody.
I think she's a good girlfriend just because she's even thinking about it.
Well, she's extremely codependent, and I'm trying to sort of point that
out.
There you go. And what you need to do is the thing that has the highest probability of helping his recovery is you going to Al-Anon, getting a sponsor, and working the steps.
Okay.
That is the highest probability of getting into treatment and actively engaged.
So what's this Al-Anon thing? So
it's a codependency recovery program. It's another 12-step program. Whenever somebody's involved with someone with this disease, it's critical to their recovery that the people, important people in their life, get involved in a 12-step program too.
Oh, cool.
Or they don't get better. They really just don't.
All right, Amber.
So, Amber, and then where is he going to go for treatment?
Well, he said that he was thinking about going to Narcotics Anonymous, and he's coming over tonight, and I wanted to...
What do you mean he was thinking about it? I mean, that's...
No, he was planning on it.
Amber, that's the very, 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 very minimum commitment he needs to make. I mean, that's just the beginning.
Okay.
And he absolutely must do that, at least preferably two meetings a day.
So how many times did you...
And sponsor, and steps, commitments at each meeting.
Let me go to Amber.
But it's probably not... He's probably needed to go into a hospital and spend a month somewhere, I suspect.
Get it?
Yeah. All right. Well, good times, baby doll.
Next caller!
Yeah, have a good summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You know what you got to do. You know what he has to do.
Okay.
All right. But you got to do what you got to do, not what he has to do, right?
Right.
All right. There we go.
She didn't know what that means. Ing?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yep.
That's your name?
Ing.
I-N-G?
I-N-G-R-E-S.
Wow.
I-N-G Angra. Like the painter.
It's after an artist.
The painter.
Yeah, Drew knows.
Wow.
Oh. Cool.
Impressive.
What's Sam? How do you know that artist,
yeah,
Drew?
That's good.
Big one?
He's a famous artist from sort of late 19th century.
All right. Yeah, good time.
He had a famous painting of a reclining woman. So.
The reclining
it's
woman?
A move.
No one's ever done that before.
What's that?
Bitch on her back? Yeah.
What'd you
that's
say?
What I would have called it.
What'd you say?
It's like a picture of her back you're talking about.
Yeah, she's like reclining and looking. You see her back, she's looking over her back. Over
oh,
her
that one
gorgeous.
With the big ass?
No.
Well, all those paintings from that period of that.
Yeah, I don't understand. Hey, if you're painting, why draw a big ass? You could draw a nice ass.
Just draw a perfect ass.
If these guys were good artists, like you say they were, Drew, they could have drawn a nice tight ass with like a bikini line on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're trying to be real. Right?
No. Realism? And then the big ass was in.
Well, it was in, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Coming up double trouble.
Trying to be, you know, real.
A lot of black spot art.
Bitch!
Yeah. Like, yeah.
What's your question?
Call you that?
Snoop did, but what's your question?
My mom's a transsexual.
You bitch!
Your mom's a transsexual?
Yeah, she's a man now, I guess you would say.
Wow.
She became a man.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
3 years ago.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And you're 15?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when did she start living as a man? How old were you?
I was 12.
You were 12 when she began. Well, you said she switched 3 years ago.
How did she break it to you?
Well, first of all, she had always been, it was so obvious that my mom was weird.
Yeah.
Like, I thought my mom was kind of, this is mean, but I thought she was a freak, but,
Hold on a second, did she start speaking backwards?
Yeah, it was a little bit, yeah.
But, I guess when I was, like, 10, she and my dad got separated.
Yeah.
And then, like, I still saw her, and then she announced that she was going to go get the operation, and she was going to become a man. And she sort of she was very commanding on us. Like, she wanted me and my brother to call her him.
Oh, boy.
But still, I mean, even if she's going to, like, command you guys, I mean, she's gonna say I'm gonna become a man, and how do you feel about that?
I don't, you know, there's a lot of homosexuals in my family.
All right.
How was she weird before the whole sexual orientation thing changed?
She always acted really awkward around people, and she's always had a strange relationship with my father. And she's always been
no kidding.
Okay, so now you got two dads, right?
I don't talk to her.
You don't talk to your...
She's not cool with it.
Her is him, though, right?
Him. Well, I'm supposed to call her him.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That wouldn't
she doesn't
be cool
talk
with
to me, really, but...
So who you living with?
My dad.
All right. Oh, Florida. Looked up. Yeah, Drew pointed that out. All this stuff emanates from Florida, by the way. All the weirdness, all the evil. Like, you just start listening to the radio, and they start talking about the terrorists taking their flight training in Florida. You start screaming. It's all Florida now.
We moved to Florida.
Election bumbles.
Yeah.
We lived in Atlanta before this, actually. But my mom actually had her surgery in Canada.
Perfect.
I don't know why.
How much did it cost?
I have no idea. But
yeah. Kind of the reason you didn't get those braces, though.
Oh, I had braces.
Oh, you did?
You got them.
All right.
Oh. Sorry.
Well, you know, at least...
What's your mom do that she could afford the sex change operation?
Her parents were rich and they died.
Oh, okay. All right, so you don't talk to her. Or him.
I was thinking about this today about people in their sexual orientation.
It's a good thing.
It makes sense that think about how people really got sort of scrambled and they have no good sense of who they are.
Right.
Naturally enough, that part would be kind of unclear too.
What do you mean?
They would be sort of cut adrift. They're not clear who they are as a person and as a sexual identity.
Right.
My brother's gay and my dad has two gay siblings.
Wow. Jesus Christ, I'd be scared to clean the carpets over at your
place. But you're okay. You're fine.
Get that gay.
You're good, right? You're going out there and having fun.
No,
and
she's
meeting guys out there, right?
I'm uptight, but...
You're uptight? Well, I mean, being uptight, you know, that's... I can understand
like my
brother. That.
My brother used to sing show tunes.
Wow.
Your brother used to sing show tunes?
Yeah, he and his gay club would come over.
Really?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
He was in gay club in high school.
All right.
I think you just need to go to as many straight clubs as you can. Just everything straight.
All right, yeah. So your question, though, is, you don't really have a question?
No, I do, of course.
What is it?
I'm not going to bother you, but my boyfriend, I had my first boyfriend for 2 months, and I kind of like, I was really going to trust, starting to trust him and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I don't really tell people about my mom, and I don't know, I told him, it's kind of inside of me, so I wanted to tell someone, and he freaked out and broke up with me.
Hmm. Whoa.
All right.
How old is he?
He's 17.
Mm. Okay. Well, you're going to run into those guys.
Yeah, not a good guy.
I mean, are guys going to be freaked out about it?
No.
I know,
no.
Yes.
Not if they're into you.
They're not going to. If they
they're
like
into you,
you,
they're into you.
If they like you, they're going to like you. They're not going to care.
Yeah, that's how guys are.
Yeah.
They should be more freaked out than they are, but.
By a lot of things.
If a girl's hot, there's a little that.
Right.
It's a little that that she can tell you that's going to turn you off.
That's provided she's hot. You know. Okay, so here's the deal.
But to the guy,
family's a complete disaster. I'm sorry to hear that. Do not get pregnant, and don't blame yourself for any of the bizarre feelings you're having.
Yeah.
And by the way, as a parent, when you flip-flop, you know, when mom becomes dad, when the kid's 11 or 12 years old, that you shouldn't be able, you know, one of the questions, by the way, for, you know, when you want to be a candidate to have gender reassignment is,
elder kid.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, your kids.
And if so, how old are they? And if it's between the age of 0 and 90, you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I'm 85 in Canada, I think it is.
Canada.
It's like, listen, unless your kids have moved out of the house and are living in a different state and are married and have kids of their own, you cannot do this.
Yeah,
they they can take it a little easier at that point.
It's child abuse to add a dork onto mama.
It's a little selfish.
When you got an 11-year-old waiting for her to come home from the hospital.
Yeah.
Plus, there's just that conversation. Like, what happened to your mommy? Where is she? She's getting a penis attached to her vagina.
Just think in terms of how kids need a mommy. And mommy's dead. Now it's daddy.
All right.
You can never speak of me as mommy again. Your mommy is gone. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's abuse. Yeah.
Right.
She sounds pretty normal for things that have happened.
Yes, considering...
That's kind of...
She should think she's Napoleon at this point in her life. Yes, she should be that crazy. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Chris and Monty.
That would be too cute.
Yeah. Man, she should be... what the hell's Napoleon's girlfriend's name?
Josephine.
That's what she should think she is. Yeah.
You guys are amazing.
Trapped is the name of the band. They're in the studio tonight. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah. What the hell is that?
NERD.
NERD?
Yeah. Oh, isn't that the one with Pharrell and Snoop? Yeah.
Beautiful. Let's get a little fog hat cooking.
I was told NERD.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Trapped is in studio tonight. We got Chris and Monty from the band. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hizzle right. For shizzle, dizzle.
There
yeah,
it is.
There you go.
All right, let's get back. We'll speak to Veronica, who's 18. Veronica?
Hey, what's up?
Ooh, what's wow. happening?
Sorry, was that loud?
Yeah, I was instinctively right. reaching to turn my headphone jack down, but... I don't have control over that.
I'll take you on. Headstrong.
Wow. Wow. That's cool.
What's up, dudes?
What's up?
I've been listening to you since I was a little girl.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, my sister used to be like...
You're all grown up now?
Listen to this. Go to sleep, little girl. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, what? But now I'm older. I'm almost 18 in 5 days.
Five days.
Ooh, you cross the finish line early.
Let's hang out. Huh?
Hey, my mom loves Trap, dude.
Your mom loves it, too.
My mom's cool.
Sounds loving. Awesome. Mom loves Trap.
Oh. That's awesome.
Mom's cool is always a bad sign.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
Mom's cool always is like this. Yeah, no, my mom's totally cool. She parties with us.
Yeah, yeah. She hooks up with some jacket and what's wrong.
But I caught her, like, trying to go down on my boyfriend after he passed out after too many wine coolers. But she's cool. I mean, she likes to party with us.
That would freak me out more than the bisexual thing or the mom.
Well,
and
let's
dad.
See. Veronica?
What's up?
What's your question?
What? Okay. Well, I'm screwed up, man. Like,
we're getting that.
Yeah.
Okay. I was living with my dad because I got into drugs when I was, like, really little. And then... So
how
I
old?
With
how old
are you?
How old?
Basically through sixth through my freshman year.
Age six? Oh, sixth
grade.
So 11.
Sixth grade.
Yeah, I know people like that.
You're 11.
Yeah.
Did I not say 11?
Do I hear a train 11? In the background?
I don't remember how
yeah, train. Was. The train ranks just after the smoke alarm, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of eerie.
You got to run out and switch the tracks or anything, or are you cool?
You're good?
You got to drop a mail sack on the hook or nothing?
What is that?
Nothing.
All right, go ahead, baby doll.
So you're messed up.
So why did you start doing drugs when you were 11? Did somebody do something to you?
No, it's basically, my dad was a cop, and we were really religious. We were, like, Christians and stuff, like my parents are.
Nope.
But once they got a divorce, like, my older sister was all into, like, drugs and raves and stuff. This was back a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So then I started getting into it because I wanted to, like, I was like, oh, that's cool. So I started, like, wanting to be with her, like, be like her. So, like, I was all okay. So I started getting into stuff like that, and me and my friends thought we were all cool. So we
Age 11.
Doing, yeah, well... Yeah, basically. I don't know. That's gross when I think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I was. But now...
This was just like pot, though, when you were 11 or 12, right?
What's that?
It was just like weed or something when you were 11 or 12.
Acid.
So you threw the acid in there.
Wow.
So this is like an every... This wasn't like an everyday thing or every weekend thing, was it?
No, it was like an every... Almost other day thing. But I almost died.
The acid every other day?
You almost died from what?
I almost died at a rave. From taking I took acid, ecstasy, it's called candy flipping.
Oh,
and then,
my God.
Right.
So I told my dad, because I didn't feel good, I was like, my mom was like, it's just, you're just growing up, it's growing pains. I'm like, no, mom, I don't feel good, I don't know what's wrong with me. So I told my mom, and I went to, she just ignored me. My brother-in-law's all, he was living with us, and he's like, you're fucked, you messed up.
Oh, hey, what the F word, oi. All right, so hold on a second. First off, you can't drop the F-bomb on the air, as bizarre as that is, because she's talking about being 11 and dropping acid.
Every other day.
But Veronica's definitely a mess. We've got that out of her, and she can talk, too.
Mm. She can.
She sounds like she's 11, as Drew pointed out, although she really does sound like she's 9.
Mm. Yeah.
11 sounds a little old for her.
Mm-hmm.
We assume all sorts of horrible, abusive things have happened to her in the past. And her question now is, we're going to find out.
Let's get the question.
We're going to get it out, and we'll get to it. Yes.
Is that going mute? Is that
no, she can hear us.
Oh, okay.
It just, it doesn't matter. You know.
When
like,
they're resetting after, we had to bleep out some of what she said because she dropped the F word.
Right.
If she, sometimes people get back on the air too soon before we've reset the delay and go, oh, yes, I said F.
Right. All I need
and,
is 10 seconds.
And that goes off into space now.
But I always talk about people like they can't hear.
In the third person.
It's just like when I was talking about when you kick a dog by mistake, they don't understand. Yeah. That's what our callers are like. Okay, you can say whatever you want about it. Okay, she can hear us. Right. It's fine.
I forgot this was on the radio. That's why.
All right, baby doll. So now let's get to it. What is the big problem?
What's the question tonight?
Okay, well, the question was, I have no idea what I'm going to do because basically I dropped out of school because the neurologist said, like, I have a problem. I have to take a pill. What's it called?
The neurologist said you have a problem because of all the acid and stuff.
Yeah, and all, well, basically all the stuff. I was huffing stuff, taking stuff, and so basically they said it was damaged, but it wasn't permanent. Okay.
So let's just tell everybody that it's not mind expanding.
Right.
It can be permanent, Veronica. Yeah. That's the thing about drugs.
But like, I'm a really big alcoholic. Like, I drink every day. Like, it's really, really
Veronica, you got to get treatment. You've got to get treatment.
No, I've been through treatment. Like, you don't understand. Like, my mom today, she was like, I called, like, I was looking at my...
Hey, shut up. Listen, you have to get treatment. I don't care what your mom said today. You called the show. You want to speak to Dr. Drew.
You're drinking every day. You got to go back.
You got to get treatment.
You got to go back.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, here's what you need to do, Veronica.
And by the way, the medicines you're taking probably have anti-epileptic properties, and many of those could be
Zoloft.
All right.
So why can't she go to school?
Dan Reeves take that, too?
The neurologist said you can't go to school because you've done too much acid?
No. The neurologist just said I had damage to my brain, but it wasn't permanent.
So you can go back to school if you want
to,
right?
Yeah, I know that, but I would have graduated this year, but I'm too far behind. So okay. I just dropped out.
Listen, Veronica.
Too far behind. Doesn't matter how long it takes. You just got to do it.
Let me get real.
But I'm thinking about getting my GED.
Yes, that's what you should do.
Get it and go to college.
Forget about high school.
We still haven't heard the question yet.
Look, I don't need to know what the question is.
She just doesn't know what to do.
You got to get in a recovery.
Messed up.
Yes, you do.
She needs to
figure it out.
Well, my mom doesn't want me and my dad doesn't want me. So I was living with my sister.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law is throwing passes at me.
Get a job.
Your brother-in-law's hitting on you.
Go to college.
Your brother-in-law's hitting on you.
Right. Okay.
Get a full-time job, and you won't have time to do drugs.
Go to a sober living, Veronica. Get into recovery. Go live in a sober living. Get a job.
Do it.
Get back to basics.
That's what I want
to
do.
Sober living. Sober living.
Who's stopping you?
All right.
Okay.
Nobody's stopping you.
All right.
Okay.
Brother-in-law's throwing advances. Listen, I'm telling you, I just like to start thinning out some of these families. Yeah. Just start thinning the herd out a little bit. Yeah. And I know this sounds horrible, but every kid I know whose dad's a cop's a complete mess. I don't know what that is. They come out. It just becomes very ironic when you find out what their dad does for a living, because essentially it's job security for him. He just cranks out a bunch of criminals, and it's like if the guy was a janitor. Or a street sweeper, and his kids were all chronic litterers. They just dumped garbage. He'd never go out of work.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad's a cop. She's a mess.
Break. Time for break.
No, we got to take a break. All right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Drew.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to take some water. I'm going to splash in my face, and it's going to be like a baptism for my puss. You know what I mean? And it's going to be like, we're going to start fresh.
All right.
We're going to start new.
Yeah.
Starting new. That's it.
I'll say a few words over here. I'm going with you.
We're getting going. You're going with me?
Yeah.
You say a few words. I'm going to perform my facial baptism.
Maybe we can do a circumcision while we're at it. There we go.
Sada?
Yeah, Sada.
We'll be back with Trapped. Love Line, fast growing outlaw radio, North America. Yeah, that's right, babe. I'm back now. Little baptism. Put my head in the toilet like a dog. Right, Drewski?
Yeah.
Yeah, brother. Drew's right behind me, man.
He threatened to drop trout, guys. That's
just close to dropping trout. Don't make me drop trout, brother. 1-800-LOVE-9. That's phone number over there. Dr. Drew Board certified. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, Chris and Monty here right now, man. I'll tell you what, man. Trap band, hard rocking, hard driving, hard living rock band.
We've been called hot young power rockers before.
Hot young power rockers. Don't make me drop trout. I'll do it. I'll drop trout. True, swear to Christ. Right back.
He will. He'll do it.
Drop trout. Don't make me drop trout.
I'll
drop trout.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. True. We're going to hear something else from Trapped coming up this hour. Tell me we got a 50,000 watt flame roof. Blah, 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 blah. All right. We get back to the phones. I do feel renewed, though. I think we're ready to go. Let's go.
Feel the energy.
I'm going to keep this one moving. I'm going to keep this call to under 26 minutes, all right?
Here we go.
Here we go.
Dawn 14.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
I got a question for Trapped.
Okay.
How'd you come up with your name?
Oh, the name. I was 16, and my house was always the house that we'd go out and party at and hang out and you know, do whatever it is that you do when you're 16. And we'd go out and hang out, and my house was the house where the cops would always cruise by to see what was going on, because there was always my neighbor to the left of me would always complain. So I always had cops rolling by, and I always had to have my parties broken up, even if there was 10 people there. And, you know, it kind of pissed me off after a while. And I was pretty naive, and I was mad at the world, you know, when you're 16.
Sure.
And I got in trouble, you know, with a vehicle and alcohol at the same time. So I got nailed for that, and then so it all came together, and I just started writing music, and I was on probation, I couldn't do what I wanted to do, and I was mad. And so I named the band Trapped. And
so
that's
you
how
named
it
came. The band Trapped. So were you 16 when you named the band Trapped?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was 16, and it was Trapped. But
how old are you now?
I'm 22 now. So the meaning actually, yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Right.
6 years.
It meant you felt trapped. You're on probation.
Yeah,
you couldn't leave
the
house.
Come on. And what 16-year-old does not feel trapped at some point because they can't do whatever they want to do?
Yeah.
When you're 22, you can do whatever you want to do.
It's true. It is a weird feeling. I think especially for a guy who wants a little independence, when you're like 16 or 17, you want to get laid, you want to do what you want to do, you want to stay out too, you want to stay out.
You feel like you can do whatever you want to do.
But you have no money.
Yeah, you have no money.
And no one will listen to you.
And nobody thinks that you know anything.
No. And meanwhile,
you don't know anything.
You got to talk someone's older brother into buying you a six-pack of Heineken.
Or
the world is your oyster.
We'd always use...
Because that's all the world is. Thank you.
We'd always use the bum on the corner.
Don't you have the Peter Fonda drop?
You have had a...
come on.
Do you ever...
We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time.
Yeah, we want to have a damn good time.
Wait, what about the end of that one where he still really gets into it? I like the end part. Come on, Anderson. At the end part there.
We want to be free to do what we want to do.
Yeah.
And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time.
Yeah. We don't want cops to.
It drops out.
We don't want cops to break our parties up every 2 minutes.
Right, Anderson. There's no more to
that.
Stop,
please.
Right.
Not in a little machine.
All right. Anderson, you could tell me that was it. By the way,
don't
just play it
again. I wasn't sure if I cut it off.
All right, good times. Elizabeth.
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just wanted to know what we did to birth control.
Probably nothing, but there is concern that it might affect it.
Isn't it help guys out with birth control? Doesn't it kill your
It does. It kills your ability to have an erection. It kills your sperm
kills
counts.
Your essence.
Kills the effectiveness of your sperm. But that is not a birth control.
Because I'm on the depot shot.
Yeah, it probably won't really affect that much.
Tell the guy to smoke a lot of weed.
What?
Tell the guy to smoke a lot of weed. And then, it'll help the situation.
Here's the whole thing. Here's the doctor thing. It's like, weed will kill your sperm. So how about that, kids? And then if a woman calls and says, hey, my boyfriend smokes a ton of weed. Do I need to use birth control? Oh, no. He can get you pregnant just by looking at you.
Right.
That's how doctors work. Which is it? Here's the reality. You smoke a ton for a million years, and it will have a small effect on it. But none of this stuff we talk about will really ever take the place of a strong genetic hand. I mean, if you have good, strong swimming sperm, there's not enough weed in Northern California to kill it. Is there? They could slow it down to the point
probably
of a guy
not.
Who didn't smoke weed who had slightly slower sperm.
Possibly.
Thank you. All genetics, everybody.
There you go.
Nick?
Yeah.
You're 23?
23.
What's up?
I don't want to throw you guys off. I don't think my question is going to revolve around me having to go to counseling or...
All right.
That was my reaction to him, too.
Good enough.
Yeah.
All right. So be it.
They do screen these calls, don't they?
They try. Sarah?
Yes?
You're 23?
Yes.
Here's the deal, everybody. We have thousands of people trying to call this show. So if you even start off with just a little, like, once in a while, people will do that, like I'll do that, like, hey, you like the band Trapped? And the guy will go, I never heard of them. That's all it takes. All it takes is just
a slight bit
of attitude, a little angle.
Get the loose cannons through.
Yeah. Nick.
You got to be excited on this show.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to be, like, stoked
to be
on the show.
That's right. Like, Drew.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. We'll leave Nick on hold. We'll talk to him. Sarah?
Yes?
23. What's up?
A couple of weeks ago, I talking to my mom, and we're pretty close, and we have a good relationship, and we're having a heart-to-heart, and I ended up telling her, which I hadn't planned to do, that when I was 12, like between 12 and 14, my stepbrother would force me to have sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
And,
wait, is the stepbrother her offspring?
No.
Okay.
It's my stepfather's son.
Mm-hmm. How did it take you that long to even tell her, just, you know, even if you weren't having a heart-to-heart? Did your stepbrother threaten you?
I'm sorry?
Did your stepbrother threaten you? Like, if you tell anybody, I'll, you know?
Well, he's just saying, I would say, you know, well, okay, here's the thing, is that I didn't really realize until I was maybe 18 that what he had done to me was rape. And I felt like I was responsible for it. You know, the typical victim thing. Like, I asked for it.
How were you a victim before that?
I don't know. Sometimes I have suspicions that my real father had done things to me.
It wouldn't surprise me, given mom's picking that kind of...
It's more just given you're on the show, but how much older is your stepbrother than you?
Just like 16 months, and you would never guess. I mean, he's clean cut, he's in the Coast Guard now.
Really?
And, ooh.
Yeah, and my parents, you know, they like him. We're a pretty normal family, quote, normal.
How long?
This is when he was 14 or 13 and you were 12.
Yeah, and then sometimes he would come to me in the middle of the night to my bed and, like, want something, and I would, like, threaten to scream, and so he wouldn't do things. But it kind of continued until I left, maybe right before I left for college.
So what'd your mom say about this?
What?
So he was...
That long?
You left for college when you were 18, or...?
I left for college. He was
Yes,
still...
you left you for 18, college right? when you were 18.
When you were 18. When you were 18, you left for college.
Yes. I left for college. Okay. Right.
So this was going on until you were like 17, 18?
Good 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
What did your mom say?
Damn. Well, I mean, her heart was broken. She was upset. And she's like, can I please tell my stepdad? And I was worried that he wouldn't take it the right way. But they were both really loving. And, you know, they cried with me. And they're like, we'll do whatever you want us to do. But I told them that I hadn't expected to tell my mom. And I really just wanted to tell her because I felt like I just needed her to know. And I feel like I've already kind of healed, you know, like there's a scab over it. And they feel that it's important to confront him, but I feel like that would just...
No. You got to get a therapist. Sarah, you got to get a professional involved here who's used to dealing with trauma issues.
He's got
to... You got to get treatment, and then you got to decide with that person whether any confrontation and what form that needs to take.
He's got to be thinking in the back of his mind that he's going to get...
No.
Well, here's...
When I was 21 a couple of years ago, I told him one time, I'm not sure how it came up, but I told him, like, you know, I know that what you did to me was wrong, and I could tell. And he's like, well, I would just say that it was your fault, too, that it was, you know, that you wanted to do it. And so I think I just felt intimidated by that, and I'm so afraid that if we confront him that...
Sarah, you must get a professional involved with this. This will have far-reaching effects on your development, your psychological well-being, way more than you expect.
Well, wait a minute. Okay? Let me ask a couple of questions. Did you like him, or did he like you at any stretch? I mean, do you think he was in love with you, or did you have any feelings for him?
Oh, no.
But I know you dismiss that pretty quickly, but most guys, boys that are like 13 and a half who have a 12-year-old who they're wanting to have sex with would probably have some feelings. Like,
but she said this was going on until she was 17.
Well, even, I'm just saying at some stretch.
You take two teenagers and put them in the same house. They were peers before, and now they're living together. Well, that's what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying... Well, that's a whole nother show that actually I'm going to do in about 30 seconds. But, but Drew, can you turn your headphones down just a hair there? Yeah, that's good. But listen, Sarah, did you ever have any feelings for him?
No, I mean, no.
But were your feet...
What he did to me, I used to hate him because I felt like my parents thought he was such a great kid. And so I have kind of like resentment towards him.
So now were you physically... disgusted by him? I mean, is he the kind of guy... I'm not really getting at anything. I'm just curious. You know, it just seems like one of you would have had to have some feelings somewhere in that 5 years, like had a crush on somebody.
Unless he had been sexually abused and he was acting out.
Possibly.
We were neighbors before, and like maybe we flirted a little bit before our parents started dating, but it wasn't... Ugh, no.
You guys were neighbors before you were step siblings?
Yeah, that's how the Lord
parents. So you're 23 now, right?
Yeah. And I feel normal.
So, but did you have any kind of boyfriend throughout high school?
Yeah.
And so was this going on while you had a boyfriend?
Yeah.
In high school?
And my boyfriend. Yeah.
And your boyfriend never knew?
No.
Because if I were your boyfriend, I would have, you know, I would have beat his ass.
I was stupid and immature. But
and you didn't tell, you didn't say anything? You didn't be like, you didn't tell your boyfriend anything? And this would happen?
No, I didn't tell. Last year I told a really, my best boyfriend, and he was like, he was mad. He's like, you have to tell your mom. Like,
of course
he's mad. He's a good guy.
He didn't want this guy to be part of our family at all. He's like, you know,
all right.
Does this mess you up with future relationships? Like, do you
have kids?
Do you have trouble, like, trusting people?
All right.
I don't know.
Right. Well, yes, it definitely has
it's probably
going to
mess you up.
All right, so listen, Sarah.
Yes.
You got to get some therapy.
Well, at least to decide what you want to do as a family with this guy.
Okay, so
you need some guidance.
Here's the deal. Don't make any moves yet, except for to the therapist's office.
Yeah, to get a plan together. Do not make a move on your own. All right.
Okay.
All right. Listen. Here's the deal. You're not damaged goods. You're fine. You've been through something. We've heard much worse on this show, believe you me.
Every
night.
Yeah.
Okay?
I understand that.
All right. No, but you've been through something, and it's significant, so you need to... You're not... But it's not like the scarlet letter. You're not damaged goods. You're not going to walk around the cloud over your head for the rest of your life. You go to a therapist. You talk to somebody. You work out some of these feelings, and you decide when the dust settles what you want to do as far as confronting the guy and how you want to handle it. And that's
nice.
Horrible.
That was perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
Thank you.
That was
perfect,
Adam.
Oh,
she's going to be fine now.
She will, but... Okay, listen, here's what I want to say. You cannot, especially when you guys were neighbors and, like, there's a little flirting going on. I mean, so many... You got to look at it this way. Half the people I know have a stepdad or stepmom or step-something. I got a stepdad and a stepmom, and most people I know at some point or another get a step-something involved.
Yep.
Anyway, most of these people have kids, and it would stand to reason that if your dad and their mom and people are about the same age, their kid is about the same age, too, usually a year or two off one way or the other.
It's like what happened in the Brady Bunch.
Getting ready to sing.
That's right. They come into the family. You know, your hormones are going nuts. Imagine you're like 13 and a half. True. As a man of supreme passion. Exquisite passion, Drew.
Supreme passion.
I remember you're 13, you're 14, you thought you were going nuts.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just you'd close your eyes, you'd see a boob in front of your face.
If you had a hot stepsister, what would you do?
And like, you're in your room, you're reading your comic book, and you're hearing the shower running, you know?
There's no blood, you're not related to him.
I know. And you know they're just stepping out of the shower and putting the towel on and walking down the hall.
What do you think about that?
No, his point is well taken, but...
If you're 13 and there's...
That kind of stuff happens. We get those calls all the time.
It's got to happen a lot.
Usually happens about 15, 16, your age group, more than anything. And then they kind of hang out together and they want to date and be boyfriend, girlfriend, have you tell mom and dad. Yeah, but this is a 12-year-old who's being coerced.
Right.
And
right.
exploited.
Right.
But she had a boyfriend...
And
when she was
she
like
hid
16,
it for everybody, and she didn't tell anybody.
That's amazing, though, that she was. Sad. She
listen.
Was,
they, how about these people 17? Are being sexually abused by their parents? They don't tell anybody ever.
Yeah, I
can't believe the guy had that much control over her, and she's like, I had no feelings for him. I don't believe that.
It's
she's saying that now, but
they feel they're victims. They feel responsible for it. They feel ashamed, and they can't admit to it because it exposes them to
the
shame.
I think she feels more, and the stepbrother part. Is probably what's getting her. Obviously,
no. You know? She feels as though she caused this to happen.
She said she came to terms with that, though.
I know. Fine. That's what she's talking about now.
All right. Well, hey, good time.
She's 23. It's been 6 years.
Let me tell you, it takes all kinds, fellas.
More than that.
All right. Listen, I'm just saying, if I had a boy and a girl and the stepkids, they were like 13, or I'd have to sit down and talk to them.
I'd put them in separate houses.
I'd have video cameras going.
Yeah, no swapping spit and touching pee-pees, two?
Just be running like a bank. And like, listen, here's what I'd say to the guy. Look, I'm going to hire a whore to come over twice a week. She's going to give you a handy.
She'll help you out.
All right? I know this is too tall an order to ask for you without a little help. I will bring a girl in. The two of them, actually. They'll perform a little simulated lesbian act, and then they're both going to give you a handy. Girls, I'm going to get you a subscription to Tiger Beat magazine and a deadbolt for your door.
There you go.
That's it. All right, let's hear a little something. Yeah, you queued up there, Anderson. What are we hearing, by the way?
Still
Frame. We're hearing Still Frame.
as if I couldn't stand losing, as if I couldn't be safe. No way, a small confession, I think I'm starting to lose it. I think I'm drifting away from the people I really need. A small reflection on when we were younger, we had it all figured out, cause we had everything covered. Now we're old, but getting harder to see what this future will hold for us. What the fuck will we go? Please help me, cause I'm breaking down. This thing just frozen and I can't get out. Please help me, cause I'm breaking down. This thing just frozen and I can't get it out. Yeah. Release me, I guess it's lost in you.
Another good one from Tramp, who's in studio tonight. Chris and Monty both here from the band. I'm still trying to turn up my headphones on the knob that doesn't adjust my headphones, Drew. But notice me.
Yes,
over that 30
yes.
or 40
Would
times.
That help you here?
Yeah, it's turned up half a notch. Well, it sort of depends. I like hear myself good and loud, but I like it nice and low when the callers call in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Jake?
Yeah.
You're 13?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend's parents just died in a car crash?
Both of them.
Oof.
How long ago?
No more than 2 weeks.
Oof.
And your girlfriend won't talk to you?
Well, like she'll talk to me, but, you know, like, not really. Like, she won't really let in anyone.
Yeah. She's in shock.
That's fine.
Up, yeah. Well, yeah, I think he's let her leave alone at that point.
Absolutely. Just be available. Give her time to,
totally.
To get...
Well, like, I'm worried she might be, like, turning on to suicidal.
Has she said that?
Not to me, but, like, just the way she's acting, I've known her since, like, basically all my life.
Yeah. Well, how long have you been boyfriend and girlfriend with her?
Fourth grade.
So you guys, you're 13 now? Was that 3 or 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
So you've been boyfriend and girlfriend for a long time.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you kiss and stuff?
Have you guys got to that point yet?
Have we what?
You know,
do you make out?
Yeah. Have you got to...
Yeah.
You rounded the bases yet?
Some of them, orally.
Okay, cool. All right. So, you know, you're close.
Obviously. Well, hold on a second. Hold on. We got time for a second.
It kind of goes in and out.
Not sure.
Yeah.
What, you mean the bogosity?
The bogus, yeah.
Yeah, the thing that's going in and out with me a little is she his boyfriend or is he her boyfriend?
That's
or
right.
Are they just sort of tight and he likes her?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure that out. Jake?
Yeah.
So, when's the last time you saw her?
Last Friday, I think.
Last Friday, you think?
Well, yeah. Still, but they're 13. They could live on opposite ends of town.
When did you last see her?
You're a smart guy.
We were supposed to go out Friday night, but she just, like, doesn't want to do anything, like, which I can understand, but I've known her all my life, and, like, she's never acted like this before.
Yeah. Jake, we're getting bogus here, buddy. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, now we're really bogus.
You say what you're
yeah,
talking
we
about.
Don't believe you. Sorry, what buddy.
You,
yeah.
What do you mean?
We're getting bogus call. It just doesn't
what?
Why do we say that? Because you don't sound real. You sound like a bad actor.
Liar, whore, and you know it.
Our spidey sense is tingling. It's never wrong. Sorry, buddy.
Call back.
You want to try something? you want to try another thing?
Ask another question.
You got another one, Jake? Jake?
Just leave her alone.
We hung up.
It's real, leave her alone.
No, he didn't hang up.
Jake, you there?
Yeah.
All right, now what's up?
Well, like, her parents, like, really did die, and we were supposed to go out Friday night, but, like...
All right, well, anyway, if they did.
What kind of car do they have?
I don't know.
What happened?
They were, like, going to... Like, I live, I don't know, maybe an hour from Boston.
Yeah.
And they were, like, driving down to Boston. I don't know, they crashed on some big highway down on the Big Dig down there.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know. The car just, like, got totaled, and... Her mother, well, her father died right away, but her mother was in the hospital for a little while.
All right, but Jake, I'm sorry for Drew calling you bogus.
I'm still not clear on it.
But listen, is this girl your girlfriend or is she an old friend?
I've known her all my life. And
I know you've known her all your life.
And this past year, we just started to, like, you know, go out to movies.
I thought you said it was 4 years.
All right. If we asked her, she you'd be a guy that she hung out with a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. She's not your boyfriend.
She's not your girlfriend.
Well, no, we just started, like, this past year.
You just gotta leave her alone until she comes up and talks to you.
Yeah.
She'll tell you she's ready.
Still don't believe this call, but let's treat it as though it's real.
And I believe the call. My part, you see, your bogus
meter,
scent meter was going off the scale.
The girlfriend.
This ain't his girlfriend. Yeah. The reason she's not talking to him here's the situation. He's known her his whole life, as he stated 170 times.
He's been into her his whole life.
He has been into her for a long time. Recently, she started going with him to movies and things, but they were not considered boyfriend and girlfriend, and now this tragedy has struck. I appreciate what Jake is doing. I mean, Jake
he's trying
feels
to help,
for her and doesn't want anything bad to happen to her, but I kind of have the feeling like Jake has been looking after her for a while now.
Yes.
And she might not be as interested in his welfare as he
that
is in hers.
And it's normal for somebody after a horrible thing like this not to want to talk. And it's nothing to, you know, he's making it about him.
Right.
Why won't she talk to me? Why won't she let me fix her? No, you just go ahead and be available. When she's ready to talk, she'll talk.
Right. And most girls...
And there's a bogus call. He was all over the place. I'm afraid she's suicidal.
All right. Maybe he'd
probably have a better chance of getting her in the long run.
Listen, I wish more chicks were like this Jake's alleged girlfriend, though. When tragedy struck, they just shut up and kept to themselves and left you alone. Because it's always like that part where... I'm always getting in trouble. The first thing I do is get into trouble because I'm not doing something right after tragedy strikes.
Right, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they need. If you think about it, if a girl is with a guy and they're serious and something horrific happens to her and her family, she's with the guy 24/7. She never stops crying on his shoulder. She never stops tugging on his sleeve. She goes to him and stays with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. Trapped here tonight. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Trapped is in studio tonight. Chris and Monty in here from the band. Blah. I fired up the microwave, and I just realized, you know, it's the radio station microwave.
Yeah.
And it's one of the earlier models, probably 1970, mid-70s, late 70s.
The original Litton.
And I put it, and when I opened the door, I just smelled the ghost of 1,000 burritos,
soups,
and 10 million corn dogs, like so many burritos and corn dogs and cup of noodles that passed through this thing. It was weird. It wasn't a stench, and I looked around like there wasn't anything burnt or anything, and it was just this. It was like, you know, when you climb into a car from the 50s and you sit down and you go, as cars traveled around. Been to the moon and back. That's what that microwave has, right?
It is a pretty bad stench.
You can smell it.
Be fair.
It's not a great smell. And actually, anything coming from the microwave is always a bad thing. But it was like, yes, the ghost of a million burritos. Leisha?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
Been on hold for 113 minutes.
I know.
Wow.
You're fine.
What? Really?
A little nap.
Yeah. You got a question for Trap?
Yeah.
What's up?
Should I go?
What do you want to do?
Yeah, you're on.
Go ahead.
You can ask anything you want.
Just, I know that you had another CD, but it was, like, not a record deal or whatever.
Yeah, just some independent stuff. Yeah.
But this one, so it's your first time really being on tour and stuff?
Well, yeah, you know, when you're a band and you're doing shows and this and that, you gotta obviously get your music out there, right? So you go in the studio, record some songs, and you just put together a CD, and that was the first one. It was Amalgamation. It was 1999. Then we went to college, did another 5-song CD, and then got some attention from various label people, and they said, hey, you should do a record that's a real record, you know, that you can spend time on and make the exact record you want to make. And this is the first one we really got to sit there and make the record as good as we wanted to make it and have as much time, you know, because you never have enough time when you just do it on your own, you know. So yeah, this is like the culmination of everything that we've done from when we were 16 to when we were 20 years old, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Then does this include some of the other stuff that you had on the 5?
Two of the tracks, Hollow Man and Enigma, were actually on our 5-song EP that we did when we were freshmen in college. Mm-hmm. So before that, there was nothing else. But you know, all the songs we wrote from 16 to 19 was all stepping stones to get to this point now. So yeah.
Where did you record this?
This was done in Vancouver, British Columbia, at the warehouse, which is actually Brian Adams' studio.
Really?
Yeah, with Garth Richardson.
Sounds like a pretty decent place
to
record.
It was cool, you know. It was a lot of fun over there.
Hey, Leisha?
Yeah?
That's it?
You're good?
Leisha. I don't know.
Leisha.
Awesome. Leisha.
Yeah, everybody gets it messed up, but the teachers at school and stuff, it drives me.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, just change it to Leisha then, would you, and give society a break?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Just tell them to call you L.
Yeah.
All right. I blame her parents more than anybody else, but everyone with the crazy names, I just think that the first exchange they have with anybody is correcting them.
Yeah.
Like when they meet somebody, their name is Leisha, and the guy goes, Leisha? And they go, no, Leisha. That every conversation you have starts with you correcting somebody. Every teacher, every person works at an airport, every radio host. Yep. It's a tragic thing to do to your kid, isn't it?
Yep,
definitely.
And listen.
Yeah, my parents gave me an easy name, Chris Brown, you know.
There.
You can't mess that up.
Should have been Charlie. Would have been that much easier. I mean,
there you go. Charlie Brown, and that would have been perfect.
Here's what I want. I want to live in a society where no one corrects anyone of their names.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to.
Just call me whatever you want.
You know
what I mean?
Look, people call me Alan. I don't care.
Yeah.
And people talk to me all the time, and they go like, oh, I love that show that you and Adam do. And I know they're talking about Jimmy, or sometimes they're talking about Drew. I know what they mean. They don't think I'm him or he's me. And they just slipped up a little. Let them slide by.
It actually saves you the...
Yeah. Once in a while, you get popped when they correct themselves, and then they turn on you.
Yeah.
They go, wait a minute, I just called you Jimmy. And then you go, yeah. And they go, you didn't say anything, dude. And they're like, well, don't you care enough? And now you actually, you get punished for being a good guy. Kelly?
Who cares about those people?
Kelly?
Yes?
Good. Yes. 22. There's a name. Kelly.
All right.
What's up?
Thanks for taking my call, y'all.
Yeah.
I just have a question about trying to repair my relationship with my mom. It's a bit dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
She's been drinking since she was 11, which I'm assuming has something to do with...
at least she didn't do acid since she was 11.
No, I don't think she ever did any drugs.
So that's fine.
Something to do with what?
It's something to do with what, her drinking?
She has a lot of issues, and she projects them onto me.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, she thinks I'm obese, and I'm not. And as she gets older, she's getting very difficult to deal with and to have a relationship with.
So is she drunk around you?
Yeah.
Okay. And how much do you weigh?
135.
How tall are you?
Two feet tall.
How tall? I'm a foot and a half tall. No, I'm 5'3".
She thinks you're obese?
Yeah.
You're fat.
She's just insecure, and she's trying to make herself feel better by saying that to you.
She's an alcoholic, Kelly. Yeah. You should not be having any conversations with her when she's loaded that are of meaning to you or that hurt you.
Well, but the thing is I think even when she isn't drunk, I mean, because she's been drinking for so long that she still sees the world the way that she does when she's drunk. Does that make sense?
Well, her brain is probably injured from all this. And it will take her many, many months to detox from this fully. So it's not something that she can do at home. In fact, it's dangerous. Alcohol is the one drug that the withdrawal can be frequently fatal.
That's why I got to stay with it.
Keep drinking, right?
Yeah, I don't want to die.
So
is she living in the South somewhere?
Texas? Where's she living?
She's in Louisiana.
Louisiana?
Yeah, who cares?
Got that from y'all.
Let that old rummy just liver explode.
You people in Louisiana, because every time we go out there and play in the southern areas, I go and every show I'm like, "What's up, y'all?" And I just it doesn't feel right to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's fine.
So
it's
she needs to get some treatment, and the only thing you can do to sort of leverage that in is to tell her that you can't tolerate seeing things the way they're going. It's too painful, and if she's willing to get better, you'll be actively participating in her life, but until she does, the only way you can get her attention is through loss and be willing to leave her.
And you sound like a good girl, so you just stick doing what you're doing, and if your mom doesn't come together.
And as you heard me say earlier tonight, going to Al-Anon will increase, it'll help you get better, and also increase the probability that she will get treatment.
Yeah, you need to do that, Kelly.
Okay.
All right, it looks good. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm sorry, it's not your fault.
No, ask what?
Not at all.
What?
But should I involve my dad in it? Because I don't think he understands exactly how bad she is.
Mm. Are they still together?
Yeah. Should I tell him?
They're still living together? They're still married?
Yeah, they're still.
Is your dad asleep all the time?
Then I think he probably chooses to ignore it or...
Yeah. Right.
Or...
I think he's in...
Or he's drinking, too.
He's drinking, too.
Okay. Or maybe she's just really ugly and he's got to hit the sauce. Hey, Kelly?
Yes.
Here's the deal. You go to Al-Anon, all right?
Okay.
All right. That's it. And listen, we got to give a quick, it's Father's Day, so I gave a little pep talk. I went out with my dad tonight. My dad was like, my dad said, I didn't know anything about my father. His father died when he was like 16. So I didn't know anything about him. And I don't think you know much about me. And I'm like, I know you don't like it. You're not into anything. There's nothing to know. And he's like, no, I got stuff. So I had to sit down while he told me what he was like tonight.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't anything. It's like, Dad, I know nothing.
Oh, no.
Dad's not into anything.
Did you tell it was nothing? That must have been a warm moment.
I said, Dad, you're not into anything. I know that.
Well, what did he want to tell you about?
But that is knowing about my dad.
What did he want to tell you about?
I'm the only one who knows my dad's into nothing.
What did he want you to hear?
He wanted to tell me my dad is into this. My dad's into nothing.
Not what he's into. What did he want you to know about himself?
He wanted me to know that he does this work that's important to him.
Yeah.
Where he goes to this place and meditates for like 8 hours on a Sunday. And I said, Dad, I just figured you went there because there was nothing there. Like my dad's attracted to nothing.
Okay.
So he said, so he said that, and he said jazz. He liked jazz a lot.
Mm. That's it?
Did that surprise you?
Nothing.
No, I knew he liked jazz.
Nothing.
Well, he's into the meditation and the work, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what's his work?
It's I don't even know what it is. It's just they people sit around and they think. They raise their spiritual plane.
The Manson family? What's happening?
How dare you attack?
How dare you?
Only I can attack my family like every night on this show. How dare you, Drew?
But it's nothing. You're right.
Well, it's nothing. It's something, but it's nothing.
Right, right.
He goes somewhere, he sits around for 8 hours, and he meditates. He tries to reach a higher plane. But it's still nothing. It's not like, you know, if he died, he'd leave me his incense holder or something, you know. I thought he was going to tell me he was into, you know, kiddie porn or something I could sink my teeth into, you know. It turns out there's nothing. Oh, and jazz. All right, but anyway.
So did you tell him you knew he was into those two things?
Yeah, I told him I knew he was in it.
Then how did he react to that?
Well, his argument was the nothing is something, but it's nothing still. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
We got it.
All right, quiet down, Drew.
He had to go meditate on that?
All right, Drew. How dare you? How dare you?
Hey, why isn't he here? I thought he was coming in next Father's Day.
Yeah, I'll bring him in next Father's Day. He doesn't know it's Father's Day. I just thought I was buying him a free meal. All right, let's take ourselves a break. And by the way, Father's Day's out the window when you pay for your dad's meal every time you go out. You know what I'm saying? Like the check comes around.
Every day is Father's Day.
I got it. It's Father's Day. And that's what the waiter said. I had to make sure and slip it in. Now I pay every time. All right, we'll take a quick break. Trapped Here Tonight. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Trapped in studio tonight. Chris and Monty in here from the band. And where was we? Arth? And now, what name is that, Drew?
R2.
R2?
D2.
Let's see.
How you guys doing?
Is this R2?
Oh, this is R2.
R2. What kind of name is that?
Oh, your parents into Star Wars?
No, I was born in Finland.
Finland.
Wow, that's cool.
All right, R2. Good enough.
That's a good name, I think.
What's up, R2?
All right, well, recently I had my wisdom teeth pulled.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, would it be all right if I could go down on a girlfriend, you know, now?
Girlfriend?
Girlfriend from Europe.
What, how long
and
ago?
By the way, this explains why he would sound like Pete the Puma, man. Yeah, I have a loops.
What's a girlfriend?
Girlfriend, yes. How long ago?
So he's from Finland.
That's cool. You live in Finland? This is from Finland right now? He's coming from Finland?
No, he's calling from UK, but it's the same place.
Okay.
Same people.
The old 909.
Yeah, I hate the 909.
We played in UK, but that was weird. It was like
really?
Texas.
The Crossroads was the name of the place.
Oh, no, that place is nasty.
So you are from Ukiah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is not just some random guess Adam's taking either.
He was, no, I saw on the screen, but were you born in Finland?
Yeah, I was born there, and I came over here when I was 5.
Wow. All right, you're doing pretty good.
How long ago were the teeth pulled?
Last week, last Friday.
And you said
3 days ago?
You asked if you can go down on your girlfriend?
Fine. You should be fine.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Go right
so
ahead.
Do you go up to girls and be like, do you want to be my girlfriend? they'd love that, huh?
I said it with a G. Come on.
All right. You use the G then.
Hey, R2.
What's up?
So it is safe for you to go down on your girlfriend by now, but I might milk it for a couple more weeks.
Is it actually not safe for the day after?
No.
You got an open wound down there?
Well, there's no problem. And plus you're holding your mouth open for a while. It's like,
there's no problem.
Not a big deal.
It doesn't hurt.
Good times.
Who cares?
Cassie?
Yep.
You're 17?
Yes, I'm 17.
What's up?
My problem is that my brother has a best friend, and he's 21, and every time he comes over, he tries to have sex with me.
Your brother has a best friend who's 21 and tries to have sex with
you. How do you try to have sex with someone? I want to know this, really.
Well, he hits on you, right?
Right.
But what if he just wants to make out with you?
I can kind of tell that it's not, because
Night. So wait, your brother is aware that he's doing this, yeah?
No, he's not aware. He
but every time he comes over, he's over, you
what
know, at
do?
Your place
what
hitting on
do?
You. What
does
is
do?
Your brother
That's
doing?
That's what we're getting at. What
does
do?
This guy do?
There we go.
I just don't know what to do
no one asked you what you were gonna do.
What does he do?
We asked you what he does.
He comes to my room every time he comes over, and he gets to my bed, and it's after my brother goes to sleep. Every time, and maybe my brother knows, and he's not saying anything. But
well, often does your 21-year-old brother has a 21-year-old friend that sleeps over a lot?
Yeah, they just come home late.
Yeah, just tell him to keep his dirtbag friends in his own room.
Yeah, just go ahead and rat him out to your brother.
Yeah,
and your
brother,
parents.
Your brother probably punch him in the face.
Right, and
it's fun. Do you like him or something or what?
No, I don't like him at all. And
then tell your brother, and he'll punch him in the face. And
thing is what?
I just don't want it to come between me and my brother because he's really protective of me. And
it is not going to come between you and your brother.
It'll become your brother and his friend.
And the guy's probably drunk, right?
And that's fine.
And
just
listen,
tell your
he
brother.
Deserves it. I mean, this is a ballsy maneuver, sleeping over,
that's
coming home drunk.
How old is she?
She's 17.
Oh,
and he's 21.
Yeah, go ahead and rat him out.
Rat him out.
And listen, I haven't given this speech in a while, but every girl should just have a barrel bolt lock on their door.
Yes.
I mean, all we ever hear about in this show, it's either stepdad, stepbrother, drunken friend, real brother, Santa Claus, or sliding into bed while the chick's like, here's the story
Keep
we hear all
mace
the time.
Your pillow.
They went to bed, and I woke up, and a guy was on top of me. And here's what you need to do. You need to go down to the hardware store, and for $3, you get one of those little barrel bolts, just a little catch. You just screw it on. Now, it's not going to stop a guy with a steel-toe boot who's hopped up on crack from kicking through the door, but it is going to stop your weirdo stepbrother from sliding in the middle of the night.
So when Adam comes around, we'll stop him.
Unnoticed.
All smoothly.
Yeah, just do it. Just lock the damn door. What is it? It's not a fire hazard or anything. No. You can get out. It's $3 worth of lock. What could it do? Yeah. Everyone, put a lock on your bedroom door.
You can even get that lock where you can just push the button, and then if there's a fire, you can just open your door.
But then you would end up locking yourself out of your room like 700 times a week.
It's happened.
Yeah, that would never work. No,
so you've had one of those.
We used to have one on our dressing room. Remember?
Yeah.
When we did MTV, and I get locked out of my dressing room every 10 minutes, and I would never lock the door either. That was a weird part.
Right.
I don't know that was, but
that happens a couple of times in our bathroom and our tour bus every now.
Yeah,
and then.
you just get the barrel bolt. It's $3. It keeps the weirdo brother's friend out of the room. Go. Michael,
hi.
You're 20. What's going on?
I'm wondering if my ex fiance, my son's mother, is still using.
Son's mother is still using.
What are the signs?
Is she in the program?
She's not in any program.
She's using. It's very simple.
She into speed.
It's very simple, Michael. There's a 100% correlation, basically, with somebody who has been addicted to a chemical, a real chemical, not just alcohol necessarily, and a lack of participation in some kind of treatment, they always relapse.
Right.
Always.
What's her drug?
It was alcohol, and during pregnancy, she was taking a lot of Vicodin.
The opiates.
Good back pain.
Progressed to at this point.
No, so, do not stop.
Are they, do you have custody of your kid or joint custody?
I don't, because we haven't known where she's been for the past 5 months.
So she just has a kid?
No, I have.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, all right. So you got to take care of your kid, and she's probably using somewhere.
She's definitely using.
Yeah, she's not going to see her kid for 5 months.
Yeah, she's using drugs. That's it, period.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
what?
I met with her this morning with my son, and It was pretty much like taking my son to meet another person, not his own mother.
Right. Yeah. Well,
so what do you think about that? You obviously don't like that situation, right? You don't feel comfortable giving your kid to your...
No, not at all.
So what do you do if you're an ex-husband and you feel you don't want to give your kid back to...
He doesn't have to. He's got it.
But if she has full custody,
he has full custody.
Well, does he have it?
He said that he doesn't.
You have full...
No one has custody right now.
No one does. All right.
So what do you do? What do you do if you...
I think you need to go to court.
You go to court and you get it.
You just go to court, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, here's what you need to do. You need to talk to one of those fathers advocacy groups that helps out dads and explain your situation and try to get some representation and get... See, she'll be so effed up she won't be able to go to court or anything. Yeah. If she does, she's scared she's going
to
get arrested.
And if she tries to take the child, you call Child Protective Services.
Right. All right. Hey, but good times.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, don't knock up junkies, you retards. He's 20 years old. She's probably 18 and a half. This is why you can't get... Look, we've all had sex with screwed up women. Drew's had sex... still is, actually. No. He's had sex with millions of screwed up chicks.
Thousands, be serious.
Hundreds of thousands of women. You don't get them pregnant. They're not going to be good moms. You're going to be arguing. There's going to be custody battles. Yeah. Don't do it. All right. We'll be back. Trapped. Go out and get the CD. That is the name of the CD. Nice to meet you guys.
Go out and get the CD.
Yeah. Chris, Monty, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
What if the CD was really called Go Out and Get the CD?
Much, wouldn't be a bad name.
Next CD, album we do is going to be.
Continued success, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Trapped. And come back and visit us anytime.
We will.
It's nice to meet you guys.
Great to watch you guys do your thing.
Great to watch you drink your beers. Talk about me when I'm in the bathroom, because I know.
You get the microphones in here.
All right. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Would it be all right if I could go down on a Eurofriend, now?
Eurofriend?
Girlfriend from Europe.
This has been Loveline.
The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.